What does this music conjure up for you? Okay, so for many, it's Disney's 1940 animated film Fantasia and the awkward and very funny ballet duet that a flirtatious hippo and a hungry alligator race through. But for others, well, get ready for an earworm you will not be able to shake. Hello, Mutta. Hello, Fada. Here I am at Camp Granada. It's the 1963 Alan Sherman song narrating a homesick boy's never-ending stay at summer camp. Well, both melodies are from The Dance of the Hours, which is a scene in a largely forgotten 19th century opera. But to hear now's music opinionator, Fran Hoepfner, it is perfect pandemic music. So, Fran, yes, when I think Christmas Eve, I think Dance of the Hours. But, of course, you're thinking about the pandemic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is kind of the perfect piece for just, you know, living one day after the other, watching the clock tick by.
Is that what got you thinking about it? I mean, had you listened to it recently?
I hadn't. You know, I listen to a lot of classical radio, so things will sometimes just play for me and then I'll think about them. But I was really just in my kitchen the other day and I started humming Dance of the Hours out of truly nowhere. And I thought, I don't know the last time I sat down and listened to this. And then I did. And I was like, I don't know why I'm not listening to this all the time. It's so delightful.
Oh, wonderful. We're gonna hear more. But you can hear references to the passage of time throughout the piece. Let's just listen. It's like a clock. This was serious music, even though we had a hippo and an alligator and, you know, Alan Sherman. Tell us, who wrote it, what it's from?
So this is by Ponchielli, who's a 19th century Italian composer. It's from his opera called La Gioconda, a very sort of classic romantic opera. It's actually based on a play by Victor Hugo, but this is like its big Act 3 set piece, which takes place during a party, actually. Something also from the past.
And the music from Dance of the Hours occurs in that Act 3. Dancers are portraying different hours of the day to entertain the guests at the party. And so it starts the beginning of the day very quietly. Let's listen. Fran, we're going to keep listening, but this is morning. But I'm getting it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
If they're portraying a whole day, then we're just waiting.
Absolutely. And it's a little bit hesitant at first also. There's a little bit of reluctance to get into the swing of the day. This is very much a section for people who are maybe not morning people.
Then let's listen. The sun comes up. As if we doubted it ever would.
I know. It's so heartwarming. You can feel the warmth just radiating off that release.
And then we hear the Hello Mutta, Hello Fada theme repeated over and over. Look, you know, it has become sort of a punchline because of the song. But what was Ponchielli saying?
You know, La Gioconda is definitely a more serious opera than I think this piece extracted from it would let on. It's life and death. There's kidnapping. There's a dark plot that has to be foiled. But I think The Dance of the Hours is meant sort of at the midway point of the opera to break up the tension a little bit. And it is a party. It's not a comic party, but it's still a party nonetheless. And I think this is supposed to feel, you know, like a glimmer of joy in the midst of all the serious things happening within this opera.
Yeah. And there are kind of like jokes in it, but there's really beautiful music. Let's listen. Again, if you can take the Alan Sherman out of it, you know, what are you hearing here?
I just think this is so beautiful, and there's almost a yearning to it, a sort of grasping ahead for something that's maybe not quite there. And in the way that I, you know, I think about this in the context of the opera, and it's not entirely a comedic piece, but I think those of us who grew up with Fantasia are inclined to think of it as strictly comedic. So I think it's important to point out maybe the less, you know, quote unquote, funny parts of the dance have a lot of, you know, nuance and, you know, texture.
Well, and Ponchielli isn't well known today, but he was in the mid-19th century in Italy, a composer of opera, big influence on his students, you tell us, like Puccini. And you can hear that. There are so many parts that sound very grand. You know, you've said to us, friend, that it's like sometimes you hear a piece, maybe it's the William Tell Overture, and all you can hear are, you know, cartoon characters. But we need to listen again.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and that's why, you know, when I was humming the more recognizable melody to myself in my kitchen, I thought, like, when was the last time I sat down and just listened to this piece? And I was just so surprised by how lush and romantic it is when so much of my brain is just filled with, you know, a hippo and an alligator dancing with each other.
Plus, there are other images. The dancer Marge Champion was part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Marge Champion, who's sort of, you know, a renowned 20th century dancer, like, lent all of her movements to Fantasia.
You know, Fantasia, just fantastic. I mean, you just, it's stunning to see what the creators did. But what was the response when it came out in the 1940s?
I think people were a little baffled by how experimental it felt. You know, so many of us grew up with this film, and so it feels very traditional and classical, but it's basically like a classical music review with really abstract animation. And I was reading the original review of the piece that was like, you know, it's disorienting and dreamlike, but I think this might be something really special. And I think Fantasia's absolutely like stood the test of time.
Yeah. All right. Well, so we're listening to this day unfold. It's getting late. This grand waltz party is happening. And then all heck breaks loose. Let's listen.
It's and this too is so funny and fun. It reminds me of like the frenetic energy of Strauss. I just think it's so listenable.
And what were you doing as you were sitting and listening to this?
I mean, it makes me want to get up out of my chair and dance. It like genuinely excites me. It gets my heart rate going. And maybe that's sort of the magic of this piece, is that it can track the excitement and the boredom of a day just in like 12 minutes.
Yeah, and you've told us before that sometimes classical music for you is the thing that spurs you to housekeeping, to cleaning the house. and this would
or cooking or sweeping, yeah, doing some decorating. This definitely has the like, oh, I'm trying to clean up before. The end of the piece is actually sort of me before the party starts, trying to get everything arranged.
Well, would that we were having parties. They will come. They will come. Until then, it's Act 3 of Ponchielli's opera La Gioconda, and something that Fran Hoffner just, it popped into her head, and so she's now put it in ours. Fran, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.